This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The U.S. Supreme Court has thrown out a long-shot lawsuit filed by the state of Texas that aimed to overturn voting in four other states. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The lawsuit filed by the state of Texas and the Trump campaign sought to invalidate millions of ballots cast in key battleground states that elected Joe Biden: Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The court, in a brief unsigned order, ruled that Texas lacked the standing to pursue the case, not demonstrating why Texas would challenge how another state conducts its elections. This was considered a bold strategy, but 17 Republican attorneys general and 126 members of Congress signed on to this Texas lawsuit, alleging election fraud but offering no proof. The Electoral College will meet Monday, formally electing Joe Biden as the next president. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The conservative-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court has agreed to hold a rare weekend session to hear arguments over President Trump's lawsuit that seeks to disqualify more than 220,000 votes in that state. On Friday, a lower court judge ruled that there was nothing illegal about the election or the subsequent recount in the state's two largest counties. The Wisconsin Supreme Court had previously refused to hear Trump's case before it went through lower courts. A majority of the justices have also questioned whether disqualifying the ballots as Trump wants would be appropriate. President-elect Joe Biden won Wisconsin by nearly 21,000 votes. His margin withstood a Trump-requested recount in Milwaukee and Dane counties. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. With some Americans now falling sick with COVID-19 for what they did over Thanksgiving, health officials are begging them not to make the same mistake during Christmas and New Year's. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Contact tracers and emergency room doctors are hearing from new coronavirus patients that they socialized over Thanksgiving with people outside their household. Health officials are asking people not to make the same mistake during the winter holidays. According to an AP analysis, new cases are running at 195,000 a day, based on a two-week rolling average. That's a 16% increase from the day before Thanksgiving. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is reinstating indoor dining restrictions.
If the hospital rate didn't stabilize, we would close indoor dining. It is not. We're going to close indoor dining in New York City on Monday.
On Thursday, California set a one-day record of 220 deaths. Health officials there are urging the state's residents to stay home as much as possible. The surge around the country has swamped hospitals and left health workers exhausted and demoralized. Dr. Anthony Fauci has said he expects hospitalizations to keep increasing until mid-January. I'm Jennifer King.
President Donald Trump has signed a short-term spending bill that will keep the U.S. government from shutting down. But as AP's Mike Gracia reports, differences remain over a COVID relief package.
A federal shutdown, which could have commenced at midnight, has been avoided, with President Donald Trump signing a temporary government-wide funding bill. The short-term measure was signed by Trump just hours after it was passed by the Senate. The House passed the bill Wednesday. Senator Richard Shelby, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee, said Friday negotiators appear to be moving in a positive direction on a $1.4 trillion omnibus spending bill. Meantime, talks on a new coronavirus relief bill are stalled, but there is agreement on Capitol Hill that Congress won't adjourn for the year without passing a new round of pandemic relief. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Long lines of trucks carrying stockpiles for British companies are jamming the highways leading to France's northern port of Calais as Brexit Day gets closer. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
French police control slow-moving lorries making their way to Calais, while close by, other trucks are at a standstill. One British trucker has told the AP he would normally hope to load, come out in the morning, get to Calais and back, but not anymore, while the Secretary General of France's National Federation of Road Transport calls the situation catastrophic, explaining British companies want to stockpile goods in anticipation of major administrative formalities Brexit may bring. It's unclear if there'll be a post-Brexit trade deal or a chaotic economic rupture between Britain and the 27-member bloc. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.